And like you said, it's not just Black Lives Matter. It's ending racism across the board, no matter what your background is. You know, stopping Asian hate, speaking for people that can't speak for themselves, and doing the work publicly and behind closed doors.
Hopefully, you know, people can come to their senses and realize that we're all in this thing together.
We learned a lot. We live in a world full of gossip and news, hot takes and things like that. And before you look up and a year goes by, and all we've done is just, it's been the topic of conversation, you know, but nothing that could have actually happened. So I think taking action has been the biggest thing.
Keep pushing forward to do better, you know, as a country, as a whole.
Chris Paul and other players, you know, there's just the stars of the league and how they feel and how they speak on it.
It's been great to have different mentors and people that I can call on, because I don't know everything. And I'm a work in progress, still trying to become more and more educated on things day in and day out.
People laugh when I say this, but it's serious. Like, does anybody like ever read anything into, we have one Black History Month and we make sure it's the shortest month of the year?
The league has been at the forefront of the social justice movement, trying to improve lives and help people.
To be a really good listener, you know, to really understand what people have to deal with, you know, day in and day out. For me, being white, you know, I've never ever been pulled over by the police and have ever had any concern.
Yeah, I think we all have to do what you just said, just continue the conversation. It's not something that's going to change overnight, but, you know, this is a human thing.
I think that's the one lesson that I've learned from 2020, you know, is just get involved in your community. That's where change can happen. I think in your community as an NBA player, you can make a lot of change.
You just got to continue to fight and keep pushing to the place where you want to go, where it's a chance for us to get, you know, equality in the world.
Enough said. New miniseries launching on my podcast, Authentically. I went around and talked to NBA players and coaches around the league to see what they learned from a tumultuous 2020, whom many were at the forefront of important social discussion, as we all can look back, reflect, learn, grow, and move forward to get better as a society, and hopefully have 2020 vision on important social justice issues moving forward. This is a promotion for it. You know how I do, keeping things real and authentically. So get ready, first episode dropping soon with none other than, drumroll please, Steph Curry.